Well, we started out today by waving our green branches or cloaks and joining our voices in a chorus of Hosanna, a word that means save us. Though it may not appear so on the surface, the story we just told together is a story of salvation. And I invite you to just let it resonate within you. It's not only a story about Jesus or a story about events that happened some 2,000 years ago. It's also our story. I want to briefly share some thoughts and questions that I've had this week about this particular telling of the story. Maybe you noticed that at Jesus' arrest, when all the disciples run off and desert him, Mark includes the scene of a young man being grabbed who leaves his linen cloth behind and runs off naked. Some have speculated that this is an autobiographical component of the story. But I wonder whether Mark meant to communicate that we can't hide from the naked reality that we too are among those who desert Jesus. We too were part of the crowd shouting, "Crucify him." We too were numbered among the soldiers who mocked and ridiculed him. The Equal Justice Initiative released a document back in 2017 titled "Lynching in America." It reported how, in many cases, lynching in America from 1877 to 1950 took the form of a public spectacle. Festive community gatherings in which large crowds of whites watched and participated in the black victims' prolonged torture, mutilation, dismemberment, death, and perhaps even burning at the stake. It's not that big of a jump back to this lynching tree and the ridicule and deriding directed at Jesus from Pilate, the soldiers, and the crowd. They even sarcastically dressed him up and hailed him as King of the Jews. So I also wonder how we should hear the words of that Roman centurion near the end, at the point of Jesus' death. Might they be a continuation of the sarcastic derision that we heard from the soldiers and Pilate, rather than a declaration of Jesus' true identity? Truly, this man was God's son. I've always thought it was the later, but now I'm not so sure. Perhaps it was both. There is mystery in this story. It's a story, though, that can save us from ourselves. It's a story that reveals to us our culpability in scapegoating and violence towards others. It's a story in which we're both deriders and the derided. We do the betraying, the denying, the deriding, and yet in solidarity with Jesus, we are also the ones forsaken, ridiculed, and tortured unto death. So one last question. If we are the body of Christ today, how might we enter into an embodied solidarity with all the marginalized and persecuted people in our world? How might this story fill us with courage to love as Jesus loved? With the love that gives all, a love that transforms our world. And as we ponder that, we keep in mind that Jesus dying on the cross is not the end of this story. Amen.